This is the Sakarmuli of 12th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, there is an unlimited income to be earned by studying the study that the Father teaches you. Therefore, continue to study well and never allow the link of your study to break. Question. Which points of yours are laughed at by those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction? Answer. When you tell them that the time of destruction is very close, they laugh at you. You know that the Father will not just continue to sit here. It is the Father's duty to make you pure. When you have become pure, this old world will be destroyed and the new one will come. The war ahead is for destruction. When you are deities, you cannot enter this dirty, iron-aged world. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You children understand that you became totally senseless and that it was Maya, Ravan, that made you senseless. You children also understand that because the new world has to be established, the Father definitely has to come here. There is the picture of the Trimurti, the three deities, on which it is written, creation through Brahma, sustenance through Vishnu, and destruction through Shankar, because the Father is Karan Karavanhar. He is the only one who acts and also inspires others to act. Therefore, whose name should be put first? The name of the one who acts should come before the name of the one through whom he acts. This is why he is called Karan Karavanhar. He establishes the new world through Brahma. You children also know that our new world, the world that is now being established, is called the deity world. Only in the golden age are there deities. No other beings can be called deities. Ordinary human beings do not exist there. Only the deity religion, no other religion, exists there. It is now in your consciousness that you really were deities. There are also the signs of that. Those of Islam, as well as the Buddhists and the Christians, etc., all have their own signs. At the time when we ruled our kingdom, there were no other religions, whereas at present there are all the other religions, but our deity religion doesn't exist. There are many good words in the Gita, but people do not understand the real meaning of them. The Father says, at the time of destruction, there are those whose intellects have no love, and those who have loving intellects. Destruction has to take place at this time. The Father comes at the confluence age when change takes place. He gives you children everything new in return. He is the goldsmith, the laundryman, and also the businessman. Very few children do this business with the Father. There is a lot of profit to be made in this business. There is also a lot of profit in studying. There is a saying, knowledge is the source of income. This is an income that lasts for birth after birth. So study this knowledge very well. The knowledge that I teach you is very easy. You simply have to understand it for 7 days, and you may then go wherever you like. This study will continue to be sent to you. You will continue to receive the Murlis so that your link of studying is never broken. This link is of souls with the Supreme Soul. There is the saying in the Gita, those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction are destroyed, whereas those whose intellects do have love are victorious. You know that all human beings continue to bite and hurt one another at the present time. No one ever has as much vice or anger as they have now. It has been remembered that Draupadi called out to God. The Father has explained that all of you are Draupadi. These are the versions of God. The Father says, children, do not indulge in vice. I am taking you to heaven. You simply have to remember me, your Father. It is now the time of destruction. Therefore, no one listens to anyone, but everyone continues to fight with one another. No matter how much you tell them to remain peaceful, they won't. They leave their children behind and go to war. So many people continue to die. Human beings have no value. Any value, any praise, belongs to the deities. You are now making effort to become like them. In fact, your praise is even greater than that of the deities. The Father is now teaching you such an elevated study. Those who are studying are at the end of their many births and have become totally Tamopradhan. However, I am constantly Satopradhan. The Father says, I have come as the obedient servant of you children. Just think about this. You have become so dirty and ugly. Only the Father comes and makes you clean and beautiful. God sits here and teaches you human beings and makes you so elevated. The Father himself says, I come at the end of your many births in order to change you all from Tamopradhan to Satopradhan. I am now teaching you. The Father says, I made you into residents of heaven. How did you become residents of hell? Who made you into those? There is a saying that anyone with a non-loving intellect is destroyed at the time of destruction, and anyone with a loving intellect is victorious at the time of destruction. To the extent that your intellects have love, that is, to the extent that you remain in deep remembrance, to that extent you will benefit. This is that battlefield. No one knows which war has been mentioned in the Gita, and so they speak of a war between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. There is the Kaurava community and there is the Pandava community, but there is no war between them. Pandavas are those who know the Father and whose intellects have love for the Father. Kauravas are those whose intellects have no love for the Father. These words are very good and worth understanding. It is now the confluence age. You children know that the new world is now being established. You have to use your intellects to understand everything. The world has now grown so much. There will be very few human beings in the Golden Age. First, the tree is small, and then that tree grows large. No one understands that this is the inverted tree of the human world. It is also called the Kalpa tree. You do need to have the knowledge of this tree. Knowledge of every other tree is very easy to understand, and you can quickly speak about it. The knowledge of this tree is also easy. However, this tree is the human tree. Human beings have no knowledge of their own tree. They say that God is the creator. Therefore, he must definitely be the living being. The Father is the truth, the living being, and the ocean of knowledge. No one understands which knowledge it is that he has. The Father, the living being, is the seed. All of creation is created by him. The Father sits here and explains that human beings do not know about their own tree, but they know very well about other trees. If the seeds of those trees were living, they would tell you about themselves, but they are non-living trees. You children now know the secrets of the Creator and creation. He is the truth, the living being, the ocean of knowledge. Because he is the living being, he is able to talk to you. It is said that the human body is so valuable that it's impossible to put its value into words. The Father sits here and explains these things to you souls. You are Rup Basant, an embodiment of yoga who showers jewels of knowledge. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. You gain these jewels from him. These jewels are the jewels of this knowledge, and it is by taking these jewels that you receive plenty of the other jewels. Just look how many jewels Lakshmi and Narayan have. They reside in palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. The very name is heaven, and you become the masters of it. When a poor person suddenly wins a big lottery, he goes crazy. The Father says, "You receive the sovereignty of the world, and so Maya causes you so much opposition. As you make progress, you will see how Maya swallows even very good children. She swallows them whole. You must have seen how snakes catch hold of frogs. Just as the alligator completely eats up the elephant, similarly, the snake swallows up the whole frog. Maya is also the same. She catches hold of some children alive and completely finishes them off, so that they never even mention the name of the Father again. You have very little power of yoga. Everything depends on the power of yoga. Just as a snake swallows a frog, so you children swallow the whole sovereignty. You can claim the sovereignty of the whole world in a second. The Father gives you so many easy ways to follow. You do not have any weapons, etc. The Father adorns you with the weapons of this knowledge and yoga, which is why the deities are portrayed with physical weapons. You children now say, just look what we have become from what we were. Say what you want. We know that that is what we were like. Although you are human beings, you do have some virtues as well as defects. Only the deities have divine virtues. This is why people sing the praise of their idols in front of them. You are full of all virtues and completely viceless, etc. Whereas we are completely virtueless. We have no virtue at all. At present, the whole world population is without virtue. This means that there is no one with a single divine virtue. They do not know the Father, the one who teaches divine virtues, and so they are called those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction. Destruction does have to take place at the confluence age, when the new world is created and the old world destroyed. This is called the time of destruction. This is the final destruction. There will then be no wars, etc., for half a cycle. Those people do not know anything. Since there are those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction, there definitely will be destruction of the old world. So many calamities are happening in this old world. People just continue to die. The Father tells you about the state of the world at this time. There is a great deal of difference between the state of Bharat today and the state of Bharat tomorrow. Today you can see what it's like, but where will you be tomorrow? You children know that the new world is very small at first. The palaces there are studded with many diamonds and jewels, etc. Your temples on the path of devotion are no less. There will not be just the one temple to Somnath. Someone would have built a sample, and then, when others saw it, they would have built many more. So much was looted from the Somnath temple. Then they sat and created their own memorials. They studded the walls with gems, etc. What value would those gems have had? Even a small diamond now costs so much. When Baba was a jeweler, a diamond of even 11 ratis to 1 gram, would cost 90 rupees. That would now cost thousands of rupees. It is impossible now even to find one. Their value has increased so much. The foreign lands have so much wealth at this time. Compared to the Golden Age, all the present wealth of the foreign lands is nothing. The Father says, all of them now have non-loving intellects at this time of destruction. When you tell people that the time of destruction is close, they laugh at you. The Father says, for how much longer would I remain sitting here? I have no pleasure in sitting here. I neither experience happiness, nor do I experience sorrow. My duty is simply to purify you. That is what you were like. This is what you have now become. You now have to become as elevated as they are. You do know that you are going to become like them. You have now understood that you were members of the deity clan, that you had your kingdom, and that you then lost your kingdom, and other kingdoms came. This cycle is now coming to an end. You now understand that this cycle is not a matter of hundreds of thousands of years. This war is to be for destruction. When you are there, you will die in great comfort. There will be no difficulty whatsoever. There will not be any hospitals, etc. Who would work there and serve others or even cry. This custom doesn't exist there. There, death takes place very easily. Here, people experience great sorrow when they die. Because you have seen plenty of happiness, you also have to see plenty of sorrow. It is here that rivers of blood will flow. They think that this war will quieten down, but it is not going to quieten down. There is a saying, joy for the hunter and death for the prey. When you are deities, you cannot enter this dirty iron-aged world. The Gita says, God speaks. You have to see destruction as well as establishment. Some of you have had a vision of this, have you not? At the end, you will have visions of what so-and-so will become. Then, at that moment, they will cry and repent a great deal and experience a lot of punishment. They will cry about their fortune. Repent. What would you be able to do at that time? This is a lottery for 21 births. You do remember all of this, do you not? No one can experience punishment without first having visions of what he did. There will be the tribunal. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vedana 1. Imbibe the jewels of this knowledge and become Rup and Basant. Use the jewels of this knowledge you are given to win the lottery of the sovereignty of the world. 2. At this time of destruction, you must have love for the Father and stay in remembrance of the One. You must not act in any way for which you would have to repent at the end and cry about your fortune. Blessing. May you be constantly loving and thereby receive the blessing of the flying stage, thereby becoming carefree with your victory guaranteed. Loving children receive the blessing of the flying stage from Bapdada. You can reach Bapdada in a second with the flying stage. No matter in what form Maya comes, she will not even be able to touch you. No shadow of Maya can go under God's canopy of protection. Love transforms effort into entertainment. Love enables you to experience victory, to be guaranteed in every action. And so you loving children should remain carefree at every moment. Slogan. Remain constantly unshakable with the awareness of nothing new, and you will continue to dance in happiness. Om Shanti.